After tiptoeing through two silent sculpture galleries at the Krannert Art Museum of the University of Illinois, visitors arrive at the electronic gallery. The room buzzes with mechanical hum. It looks as though someone couldn't decide whether to set up an art gallery or a computer lab. The usual blocky white pedestals are there, but many feature flat-screen monitors playing videos of gyrating colorful objects. The electronic gallery currently features CalculArt, an exhibit where art and mathematics meet. Taking up one-third of the room is the canvas, a three-sided display of floor-to-ceiling screens. Visitors wear 3D goggles and watch as vibrant, twisting knots and shapes appear to fly towards them. They can also manipulate the image with a device similar to a video game controller. A computer station also allows viewers to choose a canvas scheme. The 11 choices range from a virtual roller coaster ride to a simple yellow ribbon on a black background. Some even feature soundtracks, like this one from the Atlantis scheme, which features dolphin sounds. Rose Marshak, technology curator, says the underwater application is a favorite of children.
They'll see fish swimming all around them, and I've had 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds in here screaming and going crazy trying to catch the fish floating around them.
The exhibit also contains traditional sculpture, but even the traditional sculpture is mathematically based. Hank Kazmarski is director of the Integrated Systems Lab of the Beckman Institute. The cutting-edge interdisciplinary research facility is responsible for much of the gallery's technology. Kazmarski says that although the virtual reality canvas is an important piece, the whole room is an historical timeline of mathematical art.
In one corner, we have some sculpture that was carved in the 30s. It's really Art Deco mathematical art, and that's in a display case behind you. And we have 3D wall hangings that are called skullograms that are some of the first 3D objects that were made that didn't require stereo glasses.
Artist Jonas Downey's contribution is a computer program that acts as a stream of conscious thesaurus. It produces a continuous series of synonyms on a screen. One 16-word chain we watch begins with the word organizer and ends with disjoin. I ask Downey how this piece constitutes math, or art.
It uses the kind of root definition of the term implies, which is a mathematical term, to mean things that are synonymous, basically. And then it uses a mathematical equation to go through and pick words.
The computer program is housed in a laser-cut black lucite casing that Downey also crafted, which he says gives it its artistic element. Math and art may seem like juxtaposing forces. Math is defined, adherent to a rigid set of rules. Art is not. The combination may seem impossible, but Downey says to him, it makes perfect sense.
I've always looked at art as a way of decoding things that we normally see or bringing up ideas that we didn't understand. And I look at math kind of in the same way. It's a way to understand things. So I feel like they're actually kind of naturally connected.
The CalculArt exhibit is the first in the newly created electronic gallery. Kazmarski says the gallery brings products from the Beckman Institute out into the real world. Kazmarski says the artists that produce pieces for the sake of research should have their work displayed.
The people at the Beckman publish, and then once they've put their words on paper, they're done. But that's not true of the artists. They actually want to present their artwork in a space where people can come in and see it, and people can't go into the basement of the Beckman.
He says the challenge wasn't the equipment, but in making the room artist-friendly. Marshak says they don't expect people to behave in this gallery like they would in a typical subdued art space.
There's been varying degrees of euphoria, I think. I mean, younger kids actually start screaming in here, and then parents say, hey, quiet down, it's an art museum. And I go, no, scream, it's an art museum.
The CalculArt exhibit will close July 30th. I'm Jen Rourke, AM 580 News.